My Mac Podcast 989. So what's next?
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome to this week's Mighty Mighty My Mac podcast. Well, looking into our imaginary crystal ball, Apple still has some big hardware items to update. We might take a guess. Is there a quiz there? No, there's not.
No, when they'll be released
using nothing but numbers pulled right out of, well, probably our hat or multiple hats. Hi, Guy. How are you this fine weekend?
I'm doing fine. Or maybe even multiple orifices than, you know, just off the top of our head. But we won't talk about that because this is a family-friendly show. So I'm not even sure why I brought it up. Actually, I do. Because I thought it would be funny.
And it wasn't.
Well, at least hard to say.
We
were just talking about this before we started the show. I need to make the intro shorter, actually quite a bit shorter than what it already is, but that's okay. That's okay. I will do that. And you lucky people that hear this show won't even be able to tell the
difference. You've now just extended the whole process. And by talking about making the intro shorter, you've probably spent more time talking about the intro length than the fact that you should make it shorter, especially with me now repeating
item
rather than the actual intro. So the intro was what? Let's say 6 inches long. Us now talking about it has made that sectional about 60 inches long.
Pretty much. And in the time that I have spent talking about this, I could have gone into an audio editing program and already shortened it.
I'm going to jump straight in. I don't care. Apologies, folks. Apologies. First apology is, please tell me if I have a cold, because I listened back last week, and boy, how on earth you listeners, and in particular Guy, put up with my sniffing, I do not know, because I listened to it and thought, oh my word, Gaz, I know that you I know that you had a cold, but boy, I wish somebody had told me about my, that I was doing every, well, felt like 10 seconds, but so apologies on that score. Also, we had a correction, a very accurate correction, and I know why that correction came about, and I also know why the mistake was made. So last week, we were talking about Murders in the Building.
Yes.
And I jumped in and said, that's on Apple TV Plus over here, because I'd seen it in my Apple TV Plus. What I'd forgotten and was corrected quite accurately by our good friend, Mr. Carl Madden.
Oh, nice.
Was the fact, yes, I know, was the fact that I'd probably seen it, and he picked this up like lightning, I'd probably seen it in my Apple TV Plus, because it picks up all of the other services I've got and then shows them to me. Whereas if I'd gone into my Apple TV Plus program directly and had a look around, I wouldn't have been able to have found it. So, if you were desperately looking for that in your Apple TV Plus subscription,
you won't find
over
it there.
Here in the UK, you won't find it. It's in Disney. It's in Disney, which actually I will not be continuing with in the next month or so once we're finished.
Well, how are you going to get your, let's see, it's O-M-I-T-B, Omitba. How are you going to get your Omitba fix? Boy, that was a long way to go for an acronym.
Well, I won't. Once I've watched this series of Only Murders in the Building, if that's what you were referring to, which maybe. I think you were, Maybe. I will then unsubscribe and then do the normal, what everybody else seems to be doing with any sort of sense, which is to subscribe for the brief period that those programs are then there in their entirety, binge watch them, and then unsubscribe. Because I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm now watching Disney a micro part of my period of TV watching. It's just tiny, so we're gonna end that subscription.
Well, you know, let me interrupt for just a second. I have got this.
That's bundle. A surprise.
Yeah, I know. I've got this bundle. It's ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus. Because, like you, there hasn't been a whole lot on Disney Plus that has been that good. Though the new Star, I haven't finished. I have only watched the beginning of the first episode. There's a Star Wars Lego program where everything gets all mixed up and like Luke is a bad guy and Darth Vader has a white uniform. I don't understand everything that they've done, but somehow this guy that's like the focus of this program has completely screwed up the Star Wars universe. And I'm curious to see if it's any good, but, that has nothing to do with Apple or Max.
So Gaz, what have you been doing this week?
Yeah.
Well, my usual really, Gaz, because I'm talking to myself at the moment. Bike ride, short walks, and watching my damn solar. Shall I go through my setup, Guy? I think I ought to really, just to get this out the way, but I need to, you have been
chomping at the bit to talk about this for like the last two shows.
I wouldn't say chomping at the bit, but I don't know how much interest it's going to be. So I'm going to go through it briefly, Guy.
Okay.
Just to tell everybody that I've just got 9 solar panels on the back of our roof, and they are Tiger Neo N-type 420 watt solar panels.
And there's 9 each of them. Of those solar panels. 3,600 watts?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Which, okay. Yeah, and we've been watching, obviously, that 3 plus kilowatts of power coming through to the house and down to the battery. And as soon as the sun comes out, I just go, put everything on! Like the washing machine and the dishwasher. And the
it's free! It's free!
Turn the lights on, even though we don't need them because the sun's shining. Yeah, all of that stuff. And we have a Give Energy, which is a UK company, a 13.5 kilowatt all-in-one battery with a Give gateway, which means that we are able to run the house off-grid, as it were, if we get a power cut, which is good. Each of those solar panels, I was going to say, though, each of those solar panels has an N-phase IQ8 microinverter, which obviously
converts. Much better than the NQ7s.
Absolutely. We are AC coupled. I can put out obviously the 3 plus kilowatt solar into the house, but equally there are some electrical compliance appliances which, when you turn them on all together or even individually, electric showers can actually go up to about 9 kilowatts. And so if you put your oven on, your microwave on, your kettle on, your washing machine on, your dishwasher on, and possibly even your share, having a share at the same time, which I wouldn't advise,
in the kitchen watching all those other things.
Yeah. You could be pushing, you know, like 15 plus kilowatts, on your house drawer. But I can actually pull 6 kilowatts from my battery, as well as the 3 plus kilowatts from. So I can go up to 9 quite comfortably. After that, that extra 5 or 6 or whatever kilowattage you need to supply the rest of those items, you need to pull from the grid. So that's when you know, right now, turn the oven off, turn the kettle off.
You're costing me money, damn it.
Yeah. It's all quite interesting. But now we're going into that period where obviously the sun is going to be much lower in the sky. It's much cloudy. It's been an awful day out here today. So obviously the solar's not producing as much. And that's where I'm going to be looking to make sure I get the right tariff with my supply company so that I can boost up the battery overnight, maybe at a nice cheap rate. And then And then you utilize that cheaper rate electricity with any top up of the battery from the solar during the day. So if anybody's got any questions, or you'd like me to go a little bit more in depth or give you some of the stats, because, you know, being a geek, I'm kind of geeked out on Mac and Apple stuff. Not geeked out, but especially when they come up with new stuff, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, everything's working. And I like to leave it like that. So, but now I'm using certainly
somebody else my should take Mac. That advice.
Yeah, especially when it comes to mics.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm using my Mac a lot now, especially with numbers to do all sorts of analysis and graphs. So, if you want, you know, the occasional top up on exactly how much we're saving or not saving and how much electricity we're using, I can do that. But I'm not going to do this on a regular basis unless you guys out there would really like to hear it.
You could start a new podcast, mysolarpodcast.com.
No.
You sure?
There are so many podcasts and YouTube channels out there doing that, Guy.
Really?
You know,
I didn't know that.
Oh yes, do a search for it.
Oh, I can't wait now.
Do a search for it. No, well, don't do it now, you fool.
See, but now I want to.
I know you want to, and there are loads of
you put an idea in my head, and then say no, you can't do that right now, Guy.
Right, okay, whose fault Guy, is write that? It down and do it. Guy, write it down and do it later.
Do it later.
To be honest with you, you know. Sometimes listening to endless amounts of data that they push through gets a bit yawning. So I want to make sure that I give, you know, just a little bit of information, but sure, not boringly too much information. Also, you know what this has done to us? It's made me do quite a lot of research on a possible EV. So we might be getting an electric vehicle as well in the not too distant future. We'll see.
Well, and the nice thing is you're charging it from solar panels instead of pulling it from the grid. So that's another additional savings.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, for people that are out at work all day with their car, they can't really then use their solar that's being produced at home to charge the car up.
Put it in the trunk and take it with you and just set it all up.
I'm in a different situation where I can, but it'll take, you know, I'd need a bright day, and they're quite big batteries that the cars have. So you wouldn't hit it quite as much, but if you can do it, then that's great. But you'd basically go on a cheap overnight EV tariff, but all of that is to come. I'll tell you all that sort of stuff and what we're going with, certainly for interest for those people in the UK as to who we're using. So I said very little on my Mac, but I've done a little bit on my Mac, actually, especially when it comes to all that data crunching that I've been rather enjoying far too much for any sane person's sake, I've got to say. But I have to say, before I finish, Mrs. Gaz, it's quite cloudy out there, isn't it? But we're still generating, she says. We're still generating.
So you got her into it then. All right, good.
I've got her into it. Yeah.
Good, excellent.
Because I put the app on the phone. I've got the put the app on the phone, and she goes, yep. Oh, look at that. Yeah, look at this. Yes, I say. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Anyway, how about you?
Well, you could have gone. This is the direction you could have gone. Sun, panel, battery, electric water heater for shower, and just called it a day. Right there.
I could have done.
Where neither one of us is possible. That's not possible for either one of us.
No, it's not. It's not at all. You are sounding very good this week, much like you did last week.
Yeah.
Have you not made any changes to your setup?
I have not. However, I have had a disappointing experience with Amazon. And I'm going to show you what it is. Now, one of the things that I'm very, very, listen to me. I'm very, very happy with my current audio setup. I've got the Rodecaster Duo. I've got this Lewitt.
Not sure how long that will take.
Well, not long. I've got this Lewitt 440 Pure, which is a great condenser microphone. But I am constantly looking for ways to set up my portable rig, because if you watch any of the old MacStock Expo videos, especially the ones that I caught a couple of them with Chuck Joyner from Mac Voices, And he and I were sitting at a table in Woodstock, Illinois, where MacStock was taking place. And I'm looking at like four microphones. I brought four microphones, a big audio interface for four microphones, headphone amplifier with four headphones, you know, and there's just like cables going all over the place. And I'm looking at that and it's like, yeah, how many times did I actually have four people sitting around the table? That would be zero. So I'm always looking for ways to reduce how much stuff I take. And I've kind of settled on Rode NT-USB microphones, which are they kind of look like this. These little, this isn't, there's a story behind this. They look like this, but they're not red. And you plug, and they're USB microphones, so you just plug them in, and then Rode has some software that you can use for like a, you know, I don't want to go into the whole setup. It uses like a virtual Rodecaster. But they have some better software called Unify. But that only works with their Rode X series of stuff. And I wasn't sure if I really wanted to go that route, so I was looking for a cheap way to get a Rode X microphone, which is this right here, if you're watching the video. It's the XCM50, I think. And so I was looking for it, and it was available as a used one on Amazon for like half price. So I was like, oh, yeah, let me go ahead and get that. So I got that, and it came in the mail yesterday, and I went to plug it in, and I don't know how much you can, there we go. You see that little USB-C port there on the back?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I went to plug it in, and the USB-C port is flopping around on the microphone. And it's like, well, this is probably why whoever bought it returned it. So whoever the reseller was, because here's the thing about Amazon resellers. It's not stuff that Amazon physically has in their warehouses. It's stuff that other people have that they're selling to you through Amazon. So whoever had this microphone probably got it on like a great big crate of other stuff that was returned, didn't really look at it, and just said, okay, well, I can make a $40 to $50 profit on this thing if I just get somebody else to buy it. So I bought it.
Can I jump in there?
Yeah.
Can I jump in there? Because this is gonna freak you out.
This is the way it looks.
I'm not sure whether... I'm not sure whether we've spoken about this before. There are also, excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. There are also YouTube videos, Guy, of people buying returned products on pallets from Amazon. And then they say, I'll make some money on this. Yeah, that looks okay. And they send it back out. And they can have a selection of all sorts of stuff. So that's exactly what you might have picked up there.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that's exactly what happened. But whoever it was that got it on that pallet didn't look at it and certainly didn't test to see if it was still working, because it doesn't work at all. So I have to go to like a authorized Amazon return place and bring that back tomorrow. But it's just annoying because thank God I hadn't already downloaded the Rode Unify software, because that adds like four different input outputs in your audio setup. And I've already got like 15 to 20.
Just correct me.
Sure.
I'm a little confused now. Through the process of making sure that you haven't got more equipment when you're doing a mobile journey, you've bought more equipment. Am I correct in that?
Maybe. And the stupid thing, I mean, the beyond stupid thing is I already have two of the NT USB microphones that look like that, but doesn't work with Unify. It works with Rode Connect, which is like 90% the same thing. But I'm sitting here thinking, oh, but Unify is better because it has more dials and knobs, virtual dials.
If only someone would make a USB mic that you could use with lots of equipment without having specific software.
Oh, I've got lots of USB microphones. That's not a question. the problem with USB microphones.
Here we go.
I know.
Guy.
You know, this will be quick. I swear to God, this will be quick. Maybe. It might be quick. It might not be. The problem with USB mics and Macs is you generally can only use one at a time. You sometimes can use two, but not always.
Yeah.
What Rode has done with the Kinect software and the Unify software is allow you to plug in multiple Rode microphones of certain types and be able to adjust them and record them through some software instead of having more hardware.
Now that's a fair point. That's a fair point. You made a fair point, guys.
Well, sort of.
However, how often do you have to do multiple person recording, Guy?
When I'm traveling, which isn't very often either. Like once a year when I go to Mac Stock.
Do you know, folks, I do my best to stop this man from spending money on stuff he doesn't need. It's pointless.
It is. It really, really is.
Absolutely pointless.
I am a solution in search of a problem, Gaz. That's me there.
The thing is, you've gone through all of this. You've got a much bigger story that I want you to tell everybody about.
Oh, about what? Now I'm confused.
Well, it's in the show notes. You've written it.
Oh, the 16 Pro? The 16 Pro? Oh, yeah. Oh, did I get a 16 Pro? My God, yes, I did. I've got my 16 Pro came on Friday. And I think last week I told you I was originally just going to get the 16, but decided to splurge a little and then just got a case that was close to the color I wanted that was on the original or on the base 16 Pro. And it's fine. It's great. It's a little bit faster than the 13 that I was using before. But so far, other than some stuff on the home screen where you can have like multiple home screen like pages and stuff, I haven't really had a chance to do much with it. Because today is Sunday the 22nd. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to my brother, Larry. I hope you're having a wonderful day today.
Happy birthday, Larry.
I have to call him after we finish recording. But I just got this on Friday. So I've had it like a day and a half. And then part of that time was spent transferring all of my information from my iPhone 13 back into this.
And
all day yesterday, Saturday, I was out. I went to this eating thing for various reasons that my wife wanted to go to, and I found it very interesting.
Eating food is never wasted.
No, we need to. No. I love eating food, but they want to limit the type. You know what? I'm not even going to go down that path.
No.
And then I had to go pick up.
I was trying to give you an out there by saying,
yeah, good luck.
Eating food is good. You could have said yes and moved on.
I could have.
No, I forgot. Yeah. I was talking to
How
Guy.
Long have you known me? How long have
Too
you
long.
Known me?
It's almost like I've gone in a circle. I've gone all the way around. This isn't the guy that you remember. This is the guy that you remember. No,
it's still the same guy that you remember. And then after that, I had to go pick up Guy Jr. and Ashley, who was just coming back. You remember talking about this last week, coming back from Portugal,
where
they had their vacation. Yes. And by the time all that was done, you know, I mean, it was relatively late
yesterday. It was bedtime.
Yeah,
it was bedtime. And you couldn't play with your iPhone 16 Pro.
Phone.
What was funny was the fact that Guy said, my iPhone is arriving today. And then he said in a text, it's been delivered. So I responded back by asking whether it was a boy or a girl. So I just...
what did I say?
Anyway.
Okay, never mind. It doesn't really matter.
No, we don't need the whole story, guys.
Are you sure?
This sometimes
it's been 30 minutes since we started recording this show.
Wait, will you let me finish, right? All you need, guys, sometimes is a snippet.
There you go.
See, I try my best to keep us nice and fluid.
Good luck with that.
No, it doesn't work. Apple charging 20% more to replace batteries in the iPhone 16 Pro models. So there you go, guys.
That doesn't make any sense because they supposedly made it easier to replace. So why do they cost more?
Apple has increased its out-of-warranty battery replacement fee for iPhone 16 Pro models. There you go. Apparently. We'll see. I think that's probably just a general increase in costing anyway.
Well, here's the thing. Who has already sent their iPhone 16 in for a battery replacement? They just came out on Friday, for God's sake.
I think that's a warranty replacement. Hey,
I'm at 99.5% efficiency. I need a new battery.
Apple releases Watch OS 11. Apple releases iPad OS 18. Apple releases iOS 18. Apple releases TV OS 18. Apple releases Mac OS Sequoia for Macintosh. What else? So I just thought I'd go through those just in case any of our listeners didn't know that those had been released. I have not yet updated anything.
Oh,
other than going to 17 point something on my phone.
0.7.
It gave me the option. Do you want to go to 18 or would you like to stay on 17 with this security update or something along those lines? That. So that's what I did.
Okay. I have updated to Sequoia. I have, of course, with the iPhone 16. It came with 17.6.
These are Gazzy snippets, so shut up.
No, you don't understand.
Apple TV Plus lands Emmy Awards for Slow Horses and The Morning Show. Well done, them. Apple has regained its crown as the sole winner of the American Satisfaction Index. And HP has passed Samsung, apparently. Apple has pulled iPad OS 18 for M4 iPad Pro after a bricking complaint or bricking complaints. Now, all I can say there is I don't know what guy's doing.
It doesn't look real.
So that's one of the reasons that I haven't updated, by the way, just in case there's any of these little issues. Apparently, Apple A16 chips are now being made in the US. But according to this report, it's created a bit of a mystery. Apple A16 chips are now being made in TSMC's US chipmaking plant in Arizona, according to new report. It's said that while the yield rates are lower than those achieved in Taiwan, they are very close to hitting the same standards. The big mystery is why Apple would want to make A16 chips. Which new product might use them? We might be talking about that in a little while. We'll see. No. Apparently, JP Morgan are in talks to replace Goldman Sachs in the Apple Card partnership. We shall see. iOS 18 bug in messages causes repeated app crash. Fix can require data loss. We'll see how that goes. And another reason why I haven't yet moved to any of the new operating systems. Sometimes, folks, it's an idea just to give it a while. Give it a week or so before you update.
Yeah, I always do that. That's a tip.
But it's a short tip, which we don't need any music for. Apple TV Oprah Winfrey biodoc won't be shown. The star has refunded Apple to block it. Interesting. Why does she not like it, I wonder?
Well, she has about as much money as Apple does. So, you know, I guess if she says, no, I don't want to show it then. Okay.
Your Apple Watch. can now replace your TV remote. This gets rather exciting. TV remotes are notorious for getting lost or being just out of reach right at the moment you've settled in to a comfortable seat. Something's pinging at me and I don't know why. It'll be nice if you could control your TV from a device that's always strapped to your wrist. The Apple TV Watch has long offered a remote app, but in Watch OS 11, that app got upgraded into a full TV remote replacement. We shall see how many people then change channel by mistake, causing uproar in their household because the important moment was just about to be revealed and they changed channels. Europe are to force Apple to help rivals connect to iOS and iPadOS. This story, I started reading it and I just started going, there is quite a lot of uproar from a number of US reporting outlets, basically giving very sharp pointed fingers at the EU saying, you stupid people, why are you doing this? Oh, we know why you're doing it. It's because you can't innovate yourself. Yeah. They obviously have their reasons, but I'd like to see the details before I go any further. But it does feel a bit draconian is the word that I'd pull out on that.
Essentially, make your stuff better to work with Apple instead of Apple having to dumbing down their stuff to work with yours.
Well, what I'm a bit concerned about is why should, you know, this is going down the lines of make something and then give it away to everybody.
Yeah.
And this also brings my, you know, particular statement that I usually make. I'm not going to make it yet because I want to hear a little bit more about what this actually is.
Would happen if Apple declared whatever it is that they're upset about to be the standard and then charged other companies money for licensing that standard? They would lose their minds. They would be furious.
Yeah, so we'll see what comes of that and how exactly draconian, too draconian, I'd say. Apple is working to fix the iPad OS 18 issue with M4 iPad Pro models. Really? You think they're just going to leave it, do you?
You think they're just going to leave it to be a problem?
You know, some of these headlines, I really do want to slap these people. And apparently, 28 years later, now you remember, was it 28 weeks later? No, 28 days later.
28 days later, the zombie later, flick.
Were those zombie films?
Not that I know anything about zombie films.
I enjoyed them. You know nothing about zombies, do you? Yeah, it's not your favorite zombie type genre at all. Well, 28 years later is to be the first blockbuster movie shot on iPhone. So I hope that you enjoy that.
Okay.
That is the end of Gassy
Stories. Okay. you got a link or are we good?
No, we are good.
All right. With the big announcement a week ago Monday, with the new phones and all of the other stuff, watches and AirPods and, you know, all the brand new and shiny. And this is a point I made, except for the Watch Ultra, which is still a 2, and the AirPod Pro 2s, which are still AirPod Pro 2s. But, you know, let's not quibble. But let's talk about what's left for Apple to up. Yeah, as I quibble, I say, let's not quibble. There we go. Okay, good. The first one I have here are the consumer Macs, the iMac and the Mac Mini, are about due for an update, even if the iMac was given an M3 and the Mini was not. However,
can I just stop you here?
Sure.
Is any of this wishful thinking to help with your score?
No.
Because I'm like 300 points ahead of you.
No. As a matter of fact, if this happens exactly the way that I say it's going to happen, I'm still like at minus 650,000. And Gaz is at like 2,700 to the round bit of pie or something. Anyway, yeah, Gaz is going to win. Gaz is going to win that contest, that game show. What was that called again?
I can't remember.
Well, we'll just play that sound anyway. You're going to win that no matter what happens. No matter what's released, there is no way in hell that I can catch up to your score. So I'm you know, I say, you notice that they're not, because we have show notes that we share. I've removed them from where they had been in the show notes and moved them down. I moved them down. They're still there. I promise. I am in a fit of rage, you know, blind digital rage. It's like, all right, I'm losing, so I'm just going to make them all go away. No, they're still saved. And we'll see what happens at the end of next month. All right. So the Mac Mini and the iMac. The iMac has an M3 and the Mac Mini is still on the M2, though the big difference being that the Mac Mini, besides having the regular M4, you can also get one with an M2 Pro, which you cannot do with the Mac Mini. But I believe that next month, the iMac and Mac Mini will both get the M4 chip, with the iMac getting the vanilla M4 and the Mac Mini having either the regular M4 or an M4 Pro. What do you think?
As long as it doesn't upset my score, I agree with you.
Not going to do it. At this point, not going to do it. No, your score is solid.
You have mentioned it here that the Mac Mini might get a redesign. I've got a feeling. I'm not sure whether it will or it won't, really. Because
have you seen the renders for it?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them.
No Ethernet port. Sure. No USB-A ports.
Yeah, if that's what they're going to do, I think they're going too far. So, but we'll see.
I won't be getting one.
I just got a feeling they might go for it. But the thing is, they keep doing this to the Mac Mini, and lovers of the Mac Mini, you know, they go out and they buy them. They just love that shape and size. They do it again. I don't know what it is about Apple and that Mac Mini, because they could just do so much more with it. As to an internal update, though, I think they're going to be pushing to get as much of their hardware up to the capability of being able to do AI, Apple AI stuff
Well, all of the M series Macs can, but I guess it's really a question of how quickly would an M1 do it as compared to an M3 or an M4.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one I have here is the Pro-ish Macs. The Mac Studio and the Mac Pro are the heavy hitters in the Mac lineup, with both still using M2 processors, but the beefier Mac and Ultra varieties have kept them mostly at the top of the performance line as compared to the M3s. The two probably won't get updated, I'm guessing, until at least the spring of 2025, and they're likely low sales as compared to other Macs seems to almost make them an afterthought, which is too bad. If the Mac Mini redesign ends up looking like what we were just talking about, 5 USB ports and that's it. 2 of them in the front. Good aesthetic choice, Apple. I will be thinking more along the lines of a Mac Studio instead. And whether I go with, because by that time, once the M4 Studios are released, the M2 Studios, even the higher end ones, are going to be available for much lower price. So I may be thinking about a Mac Studio instead. If they do the redesign on the Mac Mini, are you going to replace your M1 or just hang on to it?
I really have no reference to requiring a new Mac Mini at this stage. The only thing that it would be useful for would be to have as a server. It's plenty quick enough for everything that I do at this stage. the USB-C export in, or not export, but the external capability of ports for on the USB-C.
Oh, like is with hubs which I've and used. Switches and stuff?
Yeah, I've got lots of hubs. I've got a couple of older hubs, and they go with the older interfaces. They haven't got the, you know, they've got the Thunderbolt 4 connections and all of that equipment, but I could just do with a neater setup. I've got a hub which sits underneath, which has got a hard drive in it, which you know, increases
we both have that.
Yeah, we both have that, and that's got a little. That's got what I don't gain anything, I don't think, by having that in terms of USB-C ports, because you lose one, but then you know you get the other one back.
And that does give you some USB-A ports.
Yes, it does. It does. But again, that's where it may be that I should buy more. Now, have I got one down here to show you? No, I think I'll grab that next week. I've actually got a couple of USB-A, let's get this right, USB-A male with a USB-C female connectors. And they're little square things. They're quite neat. And I've been plugging those into some of my USB ports just so that I don't have to get a different cable. You know, if you've got something with a USB-C cable and just having one of those just plugged in, then you don't have to worry about it, because right. You can still pull the cable out and you've got the USB-C connector. Yeah. So that's the only thing. You know, if they came out with 16 USB-C ports on the new Mac Mini, I might go, yeah, I'm going to change it. But, you know, again, I could sell this Mac Mini and probably, you know, not lose out a great deal, because I've had it. I don't know how long I've had it now.
Since at least 2021. So we're looking at 3 years now. Yeah. Because you and I both bought them not long after they came out.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. So, there's no reason from a performance perspective as to why I would need to change.
They really are.
Yeah. I think I said at the very start, you know, they're either going to hit this out of the park and it's going to be an absolute screamer.
Yeah.
As a redesign, yeah. And you really, you know, it's going to be one of the best things that will last for a long time. Or it's going to be a problem child, and it's not. It's been, they've hit it out of the park with that M1 Mac Mini, certainly.
Yeah, and the M2 is basically the same machine, just a little faster.
Yeah, So if they come out with a much faster machine, it's got many more USB-C ports and the other capabilities on it, maybe, but I can't see myself changing. No.
Yeah.
That was a long-winded no, wasn't it?
We were actually talking about the Pro Max as compared to the Mac Mini. It was like, oh, let's circle back around to that again. And I agree with you, because you know, I use two different monitors, which means that I have to use, with a redesign, if it looks like that, I have to use one of those USB-C ports as a monitor port, which means that would leave me with one USB-C port in the back and two USB-C ports in the, or USB Thunderbolt ports in the front. And that just does not fill me with happy fun time guy. So anyway, let's move on to iPads. Now, the iPad Pro and the Air already have M series chips. The Pro has the M4, and why Apple released the M4 exclusively on the iPad Pro, I don't know, but they did. And the Air has an M2. So we won't likely see updates for those in a while, but the regular iPad with its A14 is seeming a little creaky, and the iPad Mini with the A15 hasn't been updated in like forever. So I think both of them will see an update this year to newer A series processors. I don't think either one of them are going to get M series processors, so that they
can remain. Did I mention a new A series chip earlier in Gazzy's snippets?
Did you? Was that a rhetorical question? Okay. He did. He really did.
I did. Yeah.
So I don't think that I don't think we're going to see M series iPad or minis, but yeah, an A16 is not unreasonable for a newly, because I mean, when was the last time the Mini was updated? It was a long time.
Oh, a long time. Yeah. Long time ago.
And a lot of people, especially people that just want them for content consumption, they would love to have a new Mini. I might like to have a new Mini just for that reason, you know, for all those airplane flights that I take.
because
it's one time a year when I actually travel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'd lighten the load with all that equipment that you take.
Yeah.
Well, mics.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that both of those iPads will get updated this year with new A series processors. Okay. And I think that the various limitations of the iPad OS means that you won't really see too much of a difference from the M series and the A series processors with iPads. Now,
I agree.
Vision Pro. I think they're going to stick with what they already have released, with a wider release to other countries for 2024, while 2025 may see a newer version, but I'm guessing it's going to be much later in the year. And possibly, and again, you know, we don't have crystal balls.
I'm checking.
Nope, no crystal balls. And yeah, I'm so funny. And the a companion little brother to the Vision Pro, I think, would be released in the summer of 2025. But I don't see them.
Do you think it would be that soon? A little brother might come next year.
Yeah, I do. I do. Because Apple, I think Apple wants to expand the market for the Vision Pro, and even releasing them for other countries at $3,500, it's not gonna happen. You know, this is the original Mac versus original Windows all over again. Even though the Mac was a far superior product back in 84, 85, nobody was going to spend $10,000 in 1984 dollars for a computer that still didn't have all of the software and capabilities of its rivals for one quarter of the price. And I think that that's what we're seeing here with the Vision Pro. You've got Meta and a bunch of other companies that have similar devices. And yeah, do they do all the same things as the Vision Pro? Not even close. Not even close. But for the average person, they're like, well, I just want to play some games and I want to do this and I want to do that. And they all do those things. The Vision Pro does a lot more, but it's not worth that extra premium price at what it is right now. So Apple, if they're really serious about keeping the Vision Pro as a platform, yeah, they need a slightly less expensive model. The last one I have here, and yeah, we could go into other parts of what Apple makes, but I think this is the last one that's kind of a serious, let's talk about what they're doing here. The Apple TV 4K. I'm very confused by the Apple TV and how Apple treats it, because for a service segment that is growing significantly, every single time they release their numbers, the service segment of which Apple TV is part of is growing by leaps and bounds over almost every other product segment that Apple has. I still don't see an updated Apple TV for this year. Maybe next fall. And that's not to say that the Apple TV 4K isn't a remarkable product. It really is. For such a tiny, tiny little box, what you get out of it is amazing. I don't think we need, at this point, an Apple TV 6K or 8K or anything like that. But for what we could see, and I don't have this here in the notes, and there's been some talk about it, has been a new gaming platform for Apple. And quite frankly, do they
replace the old gaming platform?
Yeah. Well, the Pippin, you know, it's been around since 1996. So yeah, they really need to do something about that. If they could bring together the Apple TV as a real gaming platform and not the hodgepodge that it is right now, Maybe we would see one a little bit sooner than that. But I'm not sure that as just for what we know right now, which is, you know, Apple TV and Apple video content through all of the various services that are out there, I don't see Apple replacing it or updating it.
Agreed. It's good. I'm not sure it's amazing. I'm not sure it's amazing.
No, it's not amazing. It's good. No, did I say amazing? I shouldn't have said amazing.
You did. Okay. You did say amazing. So I was pulling
I meant to say adequate. You know, yeah, that was the word. That was the A word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Do you agree with that?
Gaz's tips. Most of it. Gaz's tips. Most of it. Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Well, you all know that we love Preview here at MyMac.
We do.
But did you know you can gather a lot more information through Preview, especially when it comes to images, when they're opened in Preview? Once you have the image open, in Preview, of course, get to the information section, either by clicking on the circled eye on the toolbar or going to the menu bar and then tools and then show inspector, or I think the keyboard shortcut is command I when you're in Preview. So once you've done that, another inspector window then opens up, and you have access to much more data. If you click on the info button that you'll see, you'll then have several options, four options: general, EXIF, GPS, and TIFF options. If you click on these, you can see much more detailed information than even the Finder will show you when you click on an image. So if you want to get into that sort of information, and very often, you know, even the GPS stuff, you know, you can see it in Preview. And if you've got no other way of finding it and you don't use photos, you don't like photos, and you've got an image on your desktop and it's obviously got all that information in the background, this only works if that information is still stored within that image. But Preview, it's got the capability of showing you so much, as well as doing so much more, which I'm sure we'll come back to, because as I said at the start, you all know.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Okay, is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay, there we go. Oh, where do I go now? Oh, yeah. Links. Well, we don't have any. We don't have any links. We don't have any for pick's sake.
Nope.
What we do have is a little bit of feedback. And
excellent.
And I have managed to make Mr. Cheesed Off angry by being competent.
Say that again. You've made him angry by being competent.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Giant Gaz, Mr. Cheesed Off.
We're going to play this
brilliant.
Right
now. Here is Mr. Cheesed Off. Guy has finally managed to sound really good on a podcast. Not the actual content, obviously, but the audio itself. I nearly fell off my chair when I heard it. After years of him faffing about with more mics than the karaoke bar on New Year's Eve and more software than a hacker's hard drive, he's finally stumbled on a setup that doesn't sound like every other setup he's had previous. It's like a bloody Christmas miracle. In September. Though mowing guy, he probably achieved it by accidentally tripping over his equipment and it randomly setting itself into some arbitrary state. With that kind of luck, I should say he should play the lorry. But knowing him, he'd probably win and then lose the flipping ticket. Naturally, I'm setting my watch now for when he inevitably mucks it all up again. I give it, about one episode before he decides to improve things. And we're back to listening to his previously decided average warblings. Now I'm off to record this historic moment for posterity. It might be the only evidence we'll ever have that guy, for one moment in time, knew what he was doing with audio equipment. And, as a result, I had to actually praise him. But you know what? That fact really, really, really cheeses me off.
Oh dear. Yes. Yeah, the fact that he's going to praise you cheeses him off.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It does. That it really, really sense. Does. And Mr. Cheesed Off, I hate to say it, but I haven't changed anything this week. So it's going to sound pretty much like it did last week. And so I apologize. You know, I could put this non-working XCM50 microphone in and, you know, spend 45 minutes on air trying to make it work before I just go back to what, you know, some other setup I had before just to make you happy. But I'm not going to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a contradiction, though.
Tell me.
How can we make Mr. Cheesed Off happy? That doesn't work.
I know. He's happier when he's
just
cheesed
doesn't
off.
Work. Correct.
Huh.
So, yeah, but he's not happy. He'll be cheesed off about being cheesed off. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a recursive loop that will build onto itself and destroy the world with Mr. Cheesed Off feedback. That's the only thing I could think that might happen.
Absolutely.
That would be bad. We don't have any email feedback, nothing on Twitter, nothing on audio other than
Mr.
Cheesed
Off. I was going to ask you. Do you know who this Mr. Cheesed Off is yet?
No, I don't. We still don't know who Mr. Cheesed Off is. So I can't send him a Woody because we don't know who he is.
It's like we're dealing with the dark web, isn't it?
Kind of is. And anybody else who wants to take an example from Mr. Cheesed Off and just rake us through the coals, you'll be able to do so in all of the various ways that we'll talk about in a minute. If you would like to contribute to the show to keep me from buying more microphones and other stuff that I just don't need, you can do so by going to patreon.com/MacBetIt. You can also go to Ko-fi and buy me a coffee, ko-fi.com/MacBetIt. You can also pay a pal through paypal.me/MacBetIt. And I believe I talked last week about Chris Trush sending something in.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. We really, really do appreciate it. And one of these days, I will figure out how to say your last name. And I know you sent me in an email how it's actually pronounced. I cannot find the email, and I cannot remember how it was said. Yeah, nothing new there, guys.
No, nothing new there.
Nothing new at all.
Hold on. I screwed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep that sound effect handy. That it's weird how many times a year, or how many times per show, that sound effect comes in handy. Gaz, if people wanted to contact you and say, why would Chris send Guy anything, how would they do so?
Ever so easy. Send an email to gaz@mymac.com. That's G-A-Z.
Gaz.
@mymac.com. I'm on lots of socials. Lots and lots and lots. Mastodon. Threads. And what else? What's the other one? Counter Social. And Instagram. And Strava. Follow me on Strava if you want to see my bike.
I don't even know what that is.
Strava. Oh, people who are Stravasians. I'll call them Stravasians.
Yeah.
Stravians.
They're really hungry.
They'll know. And yeah, I'm on Gazmaz on most of those places. And if you're struggling, just send an email to gaz@mymac.com.
Yeah.
You can also contact Guy and Gaz on the X's by going to Guy and Gaz. GUYANDGAZ. You can also contact by sending an email using the client of your choice to feedback. That's FWDBACK@mymac.com.
One of these days, you're going to beat me to the punch there. One of these days.
His name was Guy.
Oh.
Guy says,
pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
You're Guy. It's you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Just who is this guy?
Nobody knows.
Guy.
Oh.
Guy.
Mm.
Yeah!
Mm.
Get up, Guy.
Guy, I need you to
listen
to me.
Get up off of that thing.
Guy, we need to talk.
a non-toxic guy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Guy's the one.
If you want, without any...
No fooling.
No, there we go. Thank you.
An email from Guy.
How would they do it?
Oh, I was really worried there for a moment. Would this be the week that my head explodes and that I just could not go on? But no, it wasn't, Gaz. Gaz, always thinking about my mental health, which is so fragile. So very, very fragile. Make sure that he puts that in before I can continue.
He's driving us crazy.
Pretty much. You can reach me if you have, open up your email client, and then all you have to do is type in. There we go. At mymac.com. It's not G-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-Y. It's just G-U-I at mymac.com. You can also reach me over there on the X's. I am both MacBettit and Vertshark. Right there on those X's. I am Vert Shark over on Instagram and Threads. And I am
the wrong one.
Yeah. Vert Shark. There we go. And I'm also Mac Parrot on Counter Social and Mastodon.social. Now, we do have, and I've got a new one here, Gaz. I'm going to try it. We do have a telephone number that you can call us. And going to probably have to edit this also, but we'll see. And this is what it is.
I want to call Guy and Gaz.
Yeah, intro's too long.
Made me laugh. It made
but it
me
sounds
cry.
Good. Yeah.
They say they know tech, but I don't know why.
Makes me cry.
I call them anyway. They're 703-828-4678.
Okay. So that's, I need to edit that. I need to bring the intro down a little bit and kill part of the outro. But
it's called fading, Guy. Fade in, fade out.
if anybody should have faded, it was me a long, long time ago. But yeah, that's 703-828-4677. Now, this is the part of the show that makes me sad, Gaz, because we have to say goodbye. Thank you. I know, it is sad. Thank you to everyone who downloads and freaking listens.
Don't get angry.
Yeah, don't download angry to the mymac.com podcast. It is very much greatly appreciated. And Gaz.
My back podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Steve. I think that we're good enough, Gaz. Yep.
I do.
And I think that we're smart enough.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, saying cool. That in like quotes, smart enough as compared to other various animals in the animal kingdom. And that doggone it, Wilf, who likes to bark at things outside, woof, 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 Wilf, that amazing little dog, that people like us.
Do you want a box for your leftovers? No, but I'll wrestle you for them. End.
Oh, God. Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. Everything is recording on all the tracks. And
Guy, do you run it through Levelator once you've done it?
No, I've got a compressor in the master mix. Once it gets mixed down to just to a mono track, that levels a lot of that out. But I'm not even sure Levelator still works. Does it still work?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
I'll have to look for it.
I think there's a company that's been there and they've updated it. Yeah, check. I've still got it. I'm not sure where I might have put it in a different place. Levelator, here we go. Yeah, Levelator app. Open it up. Oh, it's not going to tell me much, is it? About the Levelator. Yeah, that says 2010 to 20, but it's still working fine. And I was pretty sure that someone done something to Oh no, there was a process, wasn't there? It may have been. I think we mentioned this on the podcast some time ago. So you ignored me, obviously.
Well, if we're talking about a program that was last updated in 2020,
No, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It's a relatively recent one that we
who makes it?
Went through, and it was there was a process. Let's not go into it now. I really can't be bothered.
Okay,
I really can't be asked.
Well, you could.
No, I couldn't. I could, but I won't.
Yeah, pretty sure you can. Pretty sure. Yeah. Did you listen to Mr. Cheesed Off?
Yes, I did.
I didn't play the lottery. I should have. I should have played the lottery, guys. I don't know what I'm saying half the time.
What did you say?
I said, I don't know what I'm saying half the time. And then it was like, what a stupid thing to say. Anybody who listens to this podcast on a regular, especially you, who hears it live, it's like, huh, guy thinks he doesn't understand the things that he says.
Are people listening to this live?
No. Oh, good God, no.
You were talking to me?
Yeah. But this will probably end up in the after show, so.
I couldn't believe he was actually talking to me, and then I couldn't believe we were going out live.
No. We're not
actually,
going out live.
He actually meant me.
We could.
That I can't believe what he says and what he doesn't say. I've been talking to you for God knows how many years. I just don't listen.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I don't know why you think I listen.
It's like even with Gaz's tips, it's like no, my guy is saying something. I'm just going to power right through that. nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear whatever the hell it is that guy is talking about.
Oh,
okay, good, anyway, excellent.
Good.
Okay. I'm not going to be around next weekend. I'm going to Asbury Park.
I've got my cousin and his wife coming over next weekend. So
oh, goodness sakes. Holy crap. Excuse me. Damn. Damn you, Polar Seltzer.
I'm glad I don't get offended when you do that. Yeah, have more bubbles. That'll help.
Yeah. It'll push down the existing ones, you know, and make it.
Thanks.
Wait until later. Sure it will.
Sure it will. Yeah, no, we've got my cousin coming over for that weekend, so that's fine. It helps me out as well.
Okay,
so,
good, because we're going to drive up Friday, I have a brother who lives about halfway, my brother Sandy. So we're going to stop and see him and his wife Marisa on the way up, and then continue on to Asbury Park. And you want to hear something weird about this trip? Now, we've stayed at a couple of different places in the Asbury Park area. There's a small section called Ocean Grove that's just to the south of it. And we stayed at this real nice bed and breakfast the last time that we were there. But Asbury Park, New Jersey, is a beach town. And even though we're in late September, it's still kind of the season, especially on weekends. So it's hard to find a place to stay that's reasonably priced. And we did find one.
Yep.
This place called the Empress Hotel, which has no parking, which is weird. So if we would have to basically pay a separate fee, not to the hotel, but to the city of Asbury Park to park the car. And that would be over $200 over the course from Friday to Monday. And here's the worst part of it. That's not even in and out. So once you park the car, it just has to sit there or you incur other charges. So fortunately, our friends who live in a condo just down the street from there, they reached out to some of their friends in the building, and there is some available parking there. So we're not going to have to pay for parking, which is good considering how much it costs. Because the car is just going to sit there. You know, we don't know that area nearly as well as our friends that live there. So they'll be kind of chauffeuring us around. Now, the funny thing about the hotel, this is the Empress Hotel, and I don't know if this is going to go into the after show or not. The Empress Hotel has
not before you get there.
A lounge. No, not before I get there. Has a lounge that's like a huge hangout for the LGBTQ plus community.
FFR.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, I mean, I can't keep track of all of the various letters that
acronyms and letters. Yeah. No, nor can I.
So this bar is like a big LGBTQ and
this
drag.
This definitely isn't going in the after show.
No, it can go in the after show. I'm not saying anything.
No.
No, I can go. It's fine. But that bar stays open until 2 a.m. So I'm curious as to how much noise from the bar, and it would be the same if it was a rock and roll bar or any other kind of bar, that, what is that? See, you distracted me with a shiny object.
I am. I did that on purpose.
Oh, okay. What is that?
Basically, it's a Northants Alliance medal for me officiating at one of their games.
Oh, did you have to wear it while you were officiating? Because that would have like just come up and smacked you in the face.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I don't know how much noise there's going to be. That was the whole thing.
Ah, you're right.
It was noise. It had nothing to do with, you know, any of the people that were there. Or I'm just wondering how much noise there's going to be. People can do whatever the hell they want. It's not up to me to decide.
Yeah, it was more the fact that we can't remember any of the acronyms. I'm worried about that.
Well, I mean, we're not necessarily part of the community, so why would we?
That's true.
You know, it's...
I mean, nobody other than people who listen to this podcast know we're called the G-Men.
Yeah, exactly. If I went up and said, you know, I'm one of the G-Men, they'd probably think I was with, like, the FBI or something, which should frighten everybody. Could you imagine me in law enforcement? No, not a good idea. Let's give Guy a gun. Mm. Yeah. How can that possibly not end well?
No, I don't think it would end perfectly fine.
Yeah. I would hold it backwards and shoot myself in the arm.
When you were going to do that adequate thing, I thought you were going to play your one because you've got an adequacious or something. Thing, haven't you?
Oh, I do, but it's so hard to find some of this when you've got so many things.
You've got to thin them out a bit.
Screwed or what?
No,
that's not it.
Was it adequately or adequatulent?
Yeah, something like that.
I would dance and be merry, life would be that's a ding-a-dairy.
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 Boy, this is
dairy.
Oh, I'm having fun. You see, you shouldn't have said it, Gaskin. Now I'm like looking at all my different soundboards. I'm gonna find it. I am gonna find it.
Well, back to the old drawing board.
No.
Kill the Batman.
No, don't kill the Batman. What's wrong with you?
I have a cunning plan. And mustn't do that to me, sir.
That was it was like a famous football player who has since passed away that played the big guy in that movie, because I remember what it's called. Or do I? No, not so much. I know it's here.
Professional, informative, and entertaining are just words in the dictionary to the G-Men on My Mac Podcast.
Oh, brilliant. We miss you, Carl.
We do. We really do. And I hope his situation gets settled so he can do a podcast again.
Yeah.
He
can come on here.
He can come on to our show. Carl, if you hear this, and this is going to be in the after show, you have an open invitation
You see, I love anytime. The way you say this is going to be in the after show, because people who are listening to it are either listening to the or after show or they're it. Not.
Right.
They won't know that you've decided to put it in until they've listened. Right. So
what's the point?
How can I ever thank you enough?
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Is something afoot?
Oh, I was watching a TV show last night, and it was on Amazon called Marple, mm-hmm. which I guess was a show in the early aughts. And do you know
Marple.
Who? Yeah, yeah. And it was like it was on for like 4 seasons, and it was and yeah. oddly enough, it was every single episode was based on an actual Agatha Christie book, and I saw.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know. Well, I mean, a lot of times, you know, basically they'll just take, like, for example,
I know.
Sherlock
I know
Holmes.
You're going to say.
Where they'll just make up stuff. You know, here's new stories with Sherlock Holmes. It has nothing to do with anything that was written about him before. I saw Herbert Lom, if you remember him.
No, I don't.
He was the chief inspector in all the Pink Panther movies, the one that was always freaking out when Clouseau would do something stupid.
Yeah.
And he had like all gray hair because, of course, you know, he's much older now. But he still had, and he was playing somebody from Belgium, but he still had that French accent. And I think it wasn't all that long that he did that part before he passed away. But He looked good. And now he's dead.
Was that the story?
Yeah.
Was that the story?
Well, I was just surprised to see him because I haven't seen him. And I know he's done a lot of stuff.
He's a funny guy. Can I just explain this to you?
Of course.
When you watch old TV programs, you often see people that you haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're very recognizable because you used to see them a lot in other things. I just wanted to point that out to you.
Yeah, you're trying to make a point to me, and it's just like bouncing off the top of my head.
They have received numerous awards for the best Apple-related podcast. But bear in mind, this was from Microsoft and Google, the G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
I don't think I've heard that one.
We used to, and for people who have no idea what these things that we're playing, we used to do a little middle section with like an ad for somebody else's podcast. And when we came out of that ad, we would play one of these little bumpers. And Carl was quite prolific in coming up with really, really good bumpers.
Each week, Gaz manages to make Guy just a little bit crazier.
No fooling.
The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
Now, can I say, we could play those between, you know, the end of my snippets and the section where you kick in, you know.
Well, we'd have to have some kind of music or something in between.
No, we don't. You could just throw it in, Guy.
You say that. I'm throwing it in here.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll throw it in then. Okay. Send them all over to me and I'll throw them in periodically.
One calls it an elevator. The other calls it a lift. I guess they were just raised differently.
Thank you, Greg from North Carolina. Checking in.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Greg.
Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't know what I was saying.
But I'm here now.
I'm still trying to find that found it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stand by for action. Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Dun, 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 dun. I found it.
Everything going adequately?
Very adequately, sir. I'm virtually bursting with adequatulence.
Adequatulence.
And here he is, that master of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
We are about to launch.
You do that?
Stingray.
Dun, 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 dun. So we had, you know, we had all of these all these little sound effects.
And no, you're here, Earthman.
There it is, the owl. Ooh. The owl at the end. I don't even remember how that came around. Did you notice it or did I notice it? That sounds like I would have noticed.
You noticed the owl because I think I played it without the owl at one point.
Or there was one that was a little different.
And it was, and you went, where's the owl?
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
What owl?
Right. There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
We are.
Oh, spin my nipple nuts and send me to Alaska.
Oh, that was the guy that played House, I think, here, a TV show called House. Yes. Here.
Yes, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, he does a great, I was going to say American accent, but the first words that came into my mouth was non-UK accent, which doesn't make any sense.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
You must be stressed out big time.
I am. I really, really am.
What we've got is failure to communicate.
Stupid boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Well, I'm trying to put my dongle in it.
Yeah.
And it won't fit.
Oh, yeah. How big's your dongle?
Well, I don't know much about these things, but my wife's seen a few dongles in her time. And she says a little bit on the small side.
Have you lost your mind?
Oh, pretty much.
Rather silly, isn't it?
It is. And we used, you know, it's right, weird anyway. Because we used to do this all the time, where we would just go into soundboard wars. I think that's what we called it, too.
It's soundboard wars.
Yeah, so much fun. All right, and all of the people.
Ho, ho, very funny. Ha, ha.
It is to laugh. we'll do this again. You know, and sometimes going back to some of the crazy crap that we used to do, either during the show or... We on occasion, would do this during the show. We would just start playing
all these
different sound effects.
Yeah, well, sometimes they would just act, wouldn't they?
Dang, diddly, doom, dang, diddly, darn, do it.
Yeah.
Shut up!
And that's where we're going to leave this soundboard war, right there.
Yes, I think so. I think so, yeah.
All right, so so
2 weeks agreed, time then.
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks before we do another show. And for anyone who's still listening to this in the after show, sorry. Sometimes,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You deserve a Woody. And we'll be back in about 2 weeks and to talk more stuff that that you probably heard somewhere else first. But that's what we do. We have a good time doing this show.
Yeah.
I need this show so bad, Gaz. So very bad.
I'll tell you what, the amount of times, folks, I've tried to write my resignation.
It's like, damn it, leave me alone. Stop texting me.
I can't do it to him.
I'm not going to do it.
I can't do it to him.
Well, sooner or later, Tim is going to be like, you know what? You know what? No. Not anymore.
Well, we've got to reach 1,000, haven't we? And
yeah.
Then, of course, we've got to reach 1,285. So that's the target.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. 1,200. Oh, my God. I hope I live that long. Holy crap. That would be a really long time. Oh. Even
well,
on a weekly show.
If you don't.
Well, 52 weeks times... It'd be like 6 years.
How long have we been doing it now?
Well, since 2009. So it's now
2030.
Years.
Yeah, about 2030, 2031. There
yeah,
go,
so
roughly.
Mark that on your calendars, everyone.
If we're still doing this in 2031, and I tell you what, if you're still listening, Mr. Cheesedoff, and you're probably going to complain about having to listen this long for the show, if you're still listening... You got to be there for every show as well until 2085.
Yeah, what do you think about
2085?
That? 2085? 2080. Oh, my God. 2085. I would be, let's see, 125 years old in 2085. You know, I somehow don't see that happening.
No, nor do I. Not unless you get a wonder drug.
Yeah.
And I get a wonder drug.
And people have been looking for wonder drugs for my various conditions for a long time.
Amy coming on the show going, who are you?
I'm sorry.
What am I doing? What am I doing here?
Apple.
This is a what?
Computers. What?
What's a computer?
My neural inputs won't stick in my head. It's the old wired connection.
Hey, now that's going to be impressive if we can do this show just by thinking about it.
You haven't yet.
Precisely.
the weekly show for...
Here comes the dog. Oh, hello, yep, Will.
I see the...
Yes.
Oh, is that Anne I saw too in the doorway?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Hi, Ann.
Right, come there's Wilf. We're just finishing. Here he
is. Hey, go, Wilf.
Right.
Sniff the microphone.
He's quiet. He's quiet.
Wilf is like, damn it, leave me alone. But he didn't leave. He's still in a room.
No, he's still there. He's still down there.
Yeah, because I didn't see his little tail go out. Anyway, yeah, no, we should probably stop recording at this point.
What are you looking at me like that for, Doug?
Here's what he's thinking. Around. Hey, Gaz, this is what he's thinking. This is what he's thinking.
Have you lost your mind?
There he is.
So I just, let me push my back legs out, make myself a little more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, we call it commando. He does commando.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Right, anyway, that's it.
All right, Gaz, I will talk to you in about 2 weeks then.
Enjoy. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Would you drive to New Jersey? See?
No.
Right there.
He's buggered up already, yeah. Haven't you?